Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. It is 11:05 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia. It's being held in the Commission's hearing room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, Chairman of the Commission. To my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort, and to my left is Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. This meeting is being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. The Commission has scheduled this meeting to consider formal case matters that require Commission action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted on the Commission in the Commission Secretary's office and on the Commission's website on Monday, May 11th. Commissioner Fort and Commissioner Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All in favor of adopting the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And I vote yes. The agenda is adopted. Excuse me. There are seven action items before the Commission today. They are, number one, informal case number 1086 in the matter of the investigation into the Potomac Electric Power Company's residential air conditioner direct load program. This order holds in abeyance the Potomac Electric Power Company's proposal for phase two of the residential air conditioner direct load program. PEPCO was directed to file an update to its annual direct load control report, explaining the two differing accounts of how many customers left the program in 2014, and that filing is to take place within 20 days of the date of this order. PEPCO is also directed to explain what efforts the company is undertaking to offer planned load reductions from the program into the PJM base residual auctions being held in 2015 and 2016. Again, that is to be explained within 20 days from the date of this order. The second item is informal case 1102 in the the matter of the investigation into the continued use of Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated's copper infrastructure to provide telecommunications services. This order grants in part Verizon's unopposed motion regarding its request to submit comments on corrected OPC cross-examination 92 and comments filed by Windstream. The order reopens the record to permit the filing of comments on the corrected OPC cross-examination exhibit number 92. Verizon's comments are due within 15 days of the date of this order. Thereafter, the record in this proceeding will close without further action by the Commission, and accordingly, the Commission denies Verizon DC's motion to file comments on Windstream's comments. Item number three is informal case number 1114 in the matter of the investigation into the issues regarding the implementation of dynamic pricing in the district. This order suspends this proceeding until further notice due to the current uncertainties regarding demand response in the PJM capacity marketplace as a result of the decisions of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit vacating FERC Order 745 and the pending appeal before the Supreme Court of the United States. Item number four is informal case 1115, the application of the Washington Gas Light Company for approval of a revised accelerated pipeline replacement program. This order grants in part and denies in part Washington Gas Light Company's application for reconsideration and/or clarification of order number 17789. And denies Washington Gas Light's motion for leave to file a reply to the Office of the People's Counsel response to the application for reconsideration. It also denies OPC's motion for leave to file a limited response to Washington Gas Light's reply. This order also directs Washington Gas Light to file within 30 days from the date of this order a revised draft request for proposals for the annual audits for Commission approval, and further directs Washington Gas to modify its customer education plan to include the establishment of a dedicated hotline and email address for APRP matters. Item number five is informal case number 1119 in the matter of the joint application of Exelon Corporation, PEPCO Holdings, Inc., Potomac Electric Power Company, Exelon Energy Delivery Company, LLC, and New Special Purpose Entity, LLC, for authorization and approval of proposed merger transaction. The order grants the motions to correct the transcripts of DC Solar United Neighborhoods, Exelon, PHI, PEPCO, Exelon Energy Delivery Company, LLC, and New Special Purpose Entity, LLC, District of Columbia Government, Grid 2.0 Working Group, and the Office of People's Counsel. Item number 6 is informal case 1127 in the matter of the Commission's establishment of a discount program for low-income natural gas customers in the District of Columbia. The order directs Washington Gas Light Company and the District Department of the Environment to attend a data conference concerning the process by which low-income customers enroll in the Residential Essential Service Program and enrollment numbers for 2014-2015 heating season. This will be on May 27, 2015 at 11:30 a.m. here at the Commission. Further, the Commission directs Commission staff to convene a technical conference on June 30, 2015 at 10 a.m. in the Commission hearing room to discuss steps to be considered to reform the low-income assistance for natural gas customers in the RES program. Commission staff is to file reports on the data conference and the technical conference as directed in the order. And the final item is informal case 1129 in the matter of the Public Service Commission's investigation into default gas service provided by Washington Gas Light Company through the purchase gas charge in the District of Columbia. The order invites the parties to comment on the two tasks that the Commission is proposing for the independent audit to be performed on the purchase gas charge. Initial comments are due within 30 days, and reply comments will due within 45 days from the date of this order. All in favor of approving the recommended orders, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
I'm stating yes. I also want to just make clear that on number 2, which is formal case 1102, yes, comments can be filed by all parties in that case. So that gives the opportunity to OPC to file the comments. I think they were going to want to have that opportunity as well. So with that correction, I vote yes.
Yes. Thank you for that that clarification that it will apply to all parties. And the chair votes yes. So the orders are approved. A recording of today's meeting will be available on the Commission's website within 3 business days. The next regular Commission meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, May 27th at 11 a.m. The proposed agenda for that meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. And there being nothing further, the Commission stands adjourned.